Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit on God. Amen. Oh, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of enlightenment, help us and give us word in this morning to be enlightened and to hear your voice. Amen. زي ما احنا سمعنا يا احبائي في هذا الصباح احنا في اخر السنة القبطية كل القراءات بتبقى عن نهاية العالم على اساس ان احنا بننهي السنة ونبتدي عام جديد بتفكرنا الكنيسة الام عن انه الايام مقصرة ولازم نبقى مستعدين عشان نهاية العالم. Always our Coptic Church by the end of the Coptic year reminds us that we should be ready because may the world will finish at any time. And the world will finish not completely, but for you and for me and everybody. We hear today that somebody has passed away and another body died in an accident or in the war or in any place in the world. So the church would like us to be ready and aware about what is going in the world. St. Paul says, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. All of the signs now we see in the world, wars, fightings, accidents, everything and everywhere, Middle East, Ukraine and Russia, and Iran and Israel and America. All of these are signs, but this is not the end. So don't be deceived and say to you, it is the end. So, but be aware and take care, because as you see now, Israel is preparing to build the temple in Jerusalem. And this is the big sign of coming of the Lord and the ends of the days. If you see, the temple started to be built. And the Antichrist has come and sat in the house of God, as a Christ. He's Antichrist, but he will sit on the throne in the temple, and he said that I am the Christ. Come and worship me. So, the church teach us, take care, and be filled by the Holy Spirit through the prayers, through the psalms, through the reading in the Bibles, through taking the Holy Communion in the church, through teaching our children to be strong and to be spiritual and to follow the steps of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord. So be worried and be awoken and take care. Don't look to the world. Don't take care about everything in the world, but take care about your eternal life. يعني حياتنا الأبدية مهمة جدا. Our eternal life is very important. we always concentrate on the eternal life. Are you ready? Before you sleep, you sit with yourself and say, what I have done in the whole day. عملت ايه انا في طول النهار واليوم وحسبت نفسي ولا وسامحني يا ربي على كل خطاياي واديني قلب نقي وحياه مملوءه سلام واقدر ان انا اقف قدامك لو انا في اي وقت جات الساعه ان انا اسيب هذا العالم واكون معك. Be ready. Sit with yourself before you sleep and judge yourself and say to yourself, I'm ready or not. Please, Lord, let me to be ready. Let my heart to be ready. Let my soul and spirit be ready. Let my mind be full of your name and your blessing. And when I stand in front of you in any moment, in any hour, so I will be ready to say, I'm ready, Lord. Come and take my spirit and let me to be rest with you in heaven, in your kingdom, in the paradise of delight with the fathers of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and with all saints and martyrs and the holy people who passed away before us. So the end of the year, it doesn't mean that the Lord will come today. But you will be ready today because you don't know this, the hour which come and you will be taken away. The rich man, he said, I will build the new stores and build the new buildings and do this and that for my properties are increasing. So the voice came to him, tonight, you will be taken away from this world. Are you ready or not? So don't think about the world. You take care about your life. You take care about your children, about your work. Be honest in everything. But be ready that any time the voice will come and say to you, come now, because your hour has come. And the angel will come and say to you, follow me to go up. So are you ready or not ready? Our fathers, the saints, consider themselves that they are living the life of repentance. Every day, Lord, have mercy upon me, this sinner, and forgive me my sins. And let me to be of pure heart in front of you and in front of the angels and the heavenly hosts. So when I stand in front of you, in front of your throne, I will not be judged with the sinners, but to be passed with the holy people who passed away and living now in the paradise of delight. My brethren, it is the voice of God for us today. صوت ربنا لينا بيقول لنا استعدوا. كونوا واعيين، صحيين. ما يخدعكوش العالم. ولا يضلكم الغنى والفلوس والمناظر والحياة والتكنولوجيا والعلم والحاجات دي كلها. كل شيء بمقدار. ولكن لازم يكون اسم الرب يسوع في قلوبنا دايما. Don't let the civilization to take you away from God. Don't let the things of the world, شهوة الجسد، شهوة العيون وتعظم المعيشة تاخدكم بعيد عن ربنا. Especially the youngsters, take care, because the net will take you, pull you little by little by little until you find yourself away. You go from program to program and from site to site forget yourself hour after hour, and then you say, oh, I didn't pray tonight. I'm not ready. Oh, I'm tired. Let me to sleep. In the morning, I'll awake early and pray. And in the morning, you find your head is very heavy. And the devil say to you, sleep, sleep, sleep. Don't worry. Next Sunday, you can come and pray and take the Holy Communion. And Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, and the life and the age will pass, and you'll find yourself in front of the judgment. And in that time, nobody can help you. The net cannot help you. The mobile cannot help you. The technology cannot help you. But only your deeds, your spiritual life with Christ, your love, everything you have offered for the sake of the Lord will help you to stand in front of Him. Take care and watch, unless the hour will come suddenly to you and the while you are not ready. فلنستعد يا أحبائي ونكون جاهزين. اتمتع بالحياة. بولس الرسول بيقول أعطانا كل شيء بغنى للتمتع. God gave us everything to enjoy, but do not forgive Him. No rest in the life of the world. No rest in the money. No rest in the technology. No rest in the everything. But the rest and the peace only comes from Jesus Christ. The peace of the heaven comes from heaven, not from the world. The peace and the love comes from Jesus Christ. Don't think you can give love to the others, or the other can give you love. Unless Jesus Christ dwells in your heart and fill your heart with the love and peace, you cannot give the peace to the other. You cannot give them love. You cannot say to anybody, I love you, unless you feel the love of Jesus Christ in your heart. فاقد الشيء لا يعطيه. إذا ما كانش قلبك يتملى بالحب الإلهي والروح القدس يملاك ويفيض على الآخرين، مش هتقدر تدوقهم حلاوة المسيح ولا رائحة المسيح الزكية. Unless the Holy Spirit will fill your heart and let you taste the goodness and the love and the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Saint, one of the saints say that the great gifts which the Father gave us, Saint Anthony said that, is the Holy Spirit. He gave us in the baptism and in the confirmation, and we take the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, they were eager prophets and righteous men. They were eager to see what you see and they have not seen, and to hear what you hear and they have not heard them. وإحنا عندنا كل النعم والبركات في الرب يسوع المسيح وبالروح القدس، ومش حاسين ومش دريانين. أعطانا أن نكون شركاء في الطبيعة الإلهية. The Holy Spirit gave us to share in the nature of God, the Holy Trinity, the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, I am standing at the door of your heart. If you will open, I will enter and take supper with you and my Father, and will stay in your home and bless you and be your friends and will dwell inside you forever. But if you shut the door and will not hear the voice of the Lord, He will go away, and you search about Him and the money and the luxury and the many things and the lusts and the food and the houses and cars and this and that, and you'll not find them. Many people say, I'm not feeling happy. I will go to enjoy a trip to the Caribbean. I will go to enjoy in Europe. I will go to enjoy in Egypt. I will go to enjoy. And then he comes back. I didn't enjoy. Why? Because Jesus is not there. Take Jesus as a friend with you in every step in your life. Wherever you go, at the table, in the bed, before you sleep, read, pray, and say to him, Lord, come and put your left hand under my head and your right hand impress me and bless me. Bless my wife, bless my children, bless my house, bless my steps, bless my food, bless my work, bless my health, bless everything. And the blessings of the fathers Abraham and Isaac and Jacob will fill your life and your heart. أحبائي, البركة مش كلام, البركة عمل وفعل. ونعيش المسيح ولا أحيا لا أنا بل المسيح يحيا فيا. عيشوا في الرب واشبعوا منه وامتلئوا بالروح القدس عشان يملأ حياتكم بالسلام والفرح والنعم. Live the Lord Jesus Christ. Live him. He will live in me, not I am living now, but he is living in me, and guide me and support me and help me and give me every good thing. He is eager to come and to help you and to walk with you and to support you and to bless you. Without blessing, the life is difficult, especially nowadays. So be aware, the Lord Jesus Christ, at last, we ask you. You said, if you will ask anything from the Father in my name, I will give you. Until now, you didn't ask anything. Please ask, and it will be given to you. Anything you ask from the Father in the name of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, He will give you. Let your faith be strong and deep. كل ما تطلبون من الآب باسمي يكون لكم. إلى الآن لم تطلبوا شيء, لأنكم تطلبوا ماديات وتطلبوا أشياء أرضية, ولكن اطلبوا ملكوت الله وبره وهذه كلها تزاد لكم وتتم. Ask the kingdom of heaven and all of these things will be given to you. Will give him to you richly. Everything, when you ask the kingdom of God, God is responsible to give you everything. And he is responsible about everything, small and big. And he is thinking about you every time. He likes you to be happy. He likes to be enjoyed in this world, not to be miserable or to be sad. Because he is suffering with you and in you and with you and before he suffered for the sake of you. Our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, help us to repent and to come and follow your steps. Glory be to you and your church from now and forever. Amen.
See you. Son.
Ele veio para ser o que está
sentindo.